This week in the Missouri Senate, we review some of the actions made by Missouri senators during the second to last week of the legislative session.
Recognize the senator from the 8th District on House Bill 1631.
Monday evening saw the Missouri Senate reach conclusion on House Bill 1631, which would modify provisions of law relating to voter identification. Bill Handler, Senator Will Krause of Lee's Summit, says his substitute measure makes one change.
If you do not have a photo ID, you would vote a normal ballot, but you'd also have to show some current form of identification, including a utility bill or another form of ID that was already accepted.
During debate, Senator Jason Holzman of Kansas City mentioned it has taken a lot of time to get to this point.
I still think voting rights should not be rolled back or infringed on, but that the language that's in front of us is a position that has changed and evolved and moved through weeks of compromised negotiation.
House Bill 1631 has been sent to the executive branch.
Senate Bill 588, Senator from
Tuesday Green. Saw Thank passage of Senate Bill 588, legislation that would modify provisions relating to petitions for the expungement of criminal records. Sponsor, Senator Bob Dixon of Springfield, says expungement has a specific definition in this measure.
The prosecutor said, we want to be able to see that record so that we know that they've committed that before, because for some offenses, the second offense carries a greater penalty.
During discussion, Senator Shalone Kiki Curls of Kansas City mentioned people have been clamoring for this for years.
Later on, have lived life on a straight and narrow path, and they still can't work any contracts with the federal government. They can't even get a job as a janitor at a loan company.
Senate Bill 588 is now in the Missouri House of Representatives for its consideration.
Senate will go to order of business of vetoed bills.
On Wednesday, Missouri senators overrode the veto of Senate Bill 586, which would make changes to school funding. Sponsor, Senator Jay Wasson of Nixa, says the measure is meant to enhance education funding.
It has been said that we are cutting $400-something million from the school budget. We're not. Not a single school loses money from this bill.
During debate, Senator Maria Chappelle Nadal of University City talked about the governor's claim of how this proposal would cost schools millions of dollars.
What we said to that, it's kind of like, oh, if I played the lottery, I would have won. Oh, darn, I didn't get that $1 million. It's $1 million that you never had, right?
On Thursday, the Missouri House joined the upper chamber in overriding the veto of Senate Bill 586. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting for the Missouri Senate, I'm Dean Morgan.